So I believe last year we started doing a bit of a show to share with you a little bit more about what we're doing within the church. Mr. Rob Harris had talked about previous generations in the Bible who took it as their commission to do the work of God, and that is why we as a church exist. We are here to do the work of God, and what I want to do today is show you a little bit more about just what this organization does and how you are involved. So first of all, our charter is to do something. And there's a reason why we're here doing something. Reading from Matthew 24:14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Until the end comes, there's a job to do. There is a big job to do, preaching the gospel, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God is the mission of this church, or one of the very important ones. So the big question is, how are we doing that as a church organization right now? It's one thing to be talking in abstract terms. You know, when we present sermons and sermonettes, we talk about ideas. We try to give you some kind of inspiration so that you can apply it in your life in a meaningful way. But for the most part, we really do talk in abstract terms. But today, I will be showing you a few of the concrete things, the real things that we are doing. And we're doing a lot. I want to go through this list. I'll do so fairly quickly. And preparing for this message today, I was reflecting on some of the things that we do, some of the products that we have as a church. The very first one is the update. You should all be very familiar with that. It's a weekly emailed newsletter that we send out. We have a lot of booklets. And the booklets are an extremely valuable resource. But there's a lot that goes into actually doing that work. The printed page is just one thing, but if you think about what's involved behind that, there's a lot of writing that goes into it. There's a lot of editing that goes into it. And there are real people putting their time and effort and energy behind this. There's design that goes into it. I know that there's a great deal of design to put together this product. And then we have to organize the printing, fund the printing, and then we having a booklet is not enough. It has to be sent out, right? We send it to people who request it. We make these things freely available. We send out prayer requests. There's a process for how prayer requests are sent out. For those people who have a problem, we have a system in place making it possible for you to contact somebody in the ministry, typically, and within as short of a time span as possible, we send things back out so that people receiving them may know that people are in need and may respond in prayer. We have a lot of Q&As. If you have a question, there's probably at least one or two answers for it within the Q&As. We have a very thorough set of content there. Forums. There's quite a few people who've contributed their life experiences. It's one thing to be talking in abstract terms like we do in the services that we provide. But the forums give you a way to share your experience with all of the recipients of the update. We produce editorials. This, too, is a way of communicating an idea, and typically in reflection with current events or something like that. We have standing watch programs. We receive questions from the public. This is something that you may not be aware of because it's not something that we publish. But we receive questions by phone, by email, from people who want to know more. They might have an individual question, and some of you have been those asking questions, right? We have people answering those questions, not in a generic way. We don't have form letters. Each one of these questions is answered by a real person who thinks about it, spends real time thinking about it. We have live broadcasts, like today. We have special music. And I want to take a moment to thank you for presenting the special music that we had today. I was really impressed with not only with what we heard, but how that whole process came about. That started out with a single commitment from Mr. John Amorelli before the feast to present a song, a solo. And then more and more and more and more people joined in. It was great. That is a real way that you have seen an opportunity to contribute to the work in a meaningful way. There's feast site organization. This happens every year. It takes time and effort. We have a website presence. I'm sure you know that. But there is time and effort and people behind all of the content that you see on the internet. We do advertising. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in order to try and communicate the fact that we have all this content available, we do some advertising. We do personal counseling for those who request baptism or have other personal questions. We write member letters, and yes, more. I'm sure I've missed things. You probably have thought of a couple already. So with that, I've mentioned a lot of the different products that we have, but I wanted to cover a couple statistical points of data. How much written material do we produce? Well, we have 6,603 printed pages of content from the update. And Mr. Dave Harris prints out every single one of the updates. I don't think that he's kept all of them, but that's a tall stack. You know, think of a ream of paper being 500 pages. That's over 3 million words. And when you assume that each one of those words is maybe about a half inch long, that would stretch to about, 26 miles. It's a lot of content. It's a lot of reading. We have 37 booklets. 37. 550 Q&As. Like I mentioned, if you've got a question, check here. You can search for that question and find several answers, I'm sure, all of them very consistent. 575 editorials. Every single one of these words was written by a person who prays for inspiration from God to do so. There's a lot of time and effort that goes behind all of the written material that we produce. We are, as we progress in our understanding and with the availability of technology, we have branched out into producing multimedia content. We have over 1,000 audio sermons and sermonettes. If you assume that each one of those sermons is about an hour long and each one of the sermonettes is, 15 to 20 minutes, 20 minutes if I'm speaking, that's a lot of time. You can fill up a big, long soundtrack. We have 94, almost 100 video sermons. These are recorded when Mr. Link produces his or makes a sermon. 267 standing watch videos. And 84 standing watch radio programs. I did miss that on the slide previous. We have... Did you know that we have a radio broadcast that goes out? This is a program that we produce. It is going over the airwaves. We are trying to find different means of delivering the Word of God to people. We're being very resourceful. We're trying anything we can that seems like it will be productive. And we have four live video broadcasts. This is a nascent area for us. We are experimenting with doing live video, and there is more to come there. So, how much German content do we produce? That's only the English content. There are 210 German sermons. All of these are video. There are 67 German Auf Postenstehen videos. These are the equivalent to the Standing Watch. 17 German booklets. 13 German Fragen und Antworten. Those are Q&As. It's a lot of content. So, with all of that content, I think it's important to know that it has to land in front of somebody's face. It has to be read and consumed, or somehow thought about, right? One of the primary ways that we measure how far and wide the message is getting is with the update. So, how's it gone over the years? I've got a chart here that shows you the size. This is the amount of content, the articles. Actually, this is measured in bytes or letters, actually. You can see that over the years, it has increased in a linear fashion. I did this as a line graph, so you can see the dips there. The dips are when Mr. Link is in Germany. There's a lot of content here, folks. It does seem like it is starting to level out in the past couple years, but still, it's on an increasing trend. So what about the people subscribing to the update? How's that grown? That's how that looks. It's been over 10 years. Well, no. I guess this doesn't show over 10 years. Our church has been in existence for over 10 years. This only shows the subscribers from 2005 to 2013. You can see that we continually ratchet up the amount of new people. It slowed down a little bit, but we're still on the uptick. Now, that is how the work appears, right? That is, those are the products that we do, that we have. That also shows you who is receiving it. You know, we have an audience. When we think of the 1,700 plus people, almost 1,800 people who are receiving the update, and we look around this room, right? What we must realize is that there are more people than just what we see before our eyes. Now, with that, I thought it would be enlightening to share a little bit about how some of the processes work. There's, we heard about those who did the work in the message just before I came up here. How are the people involved now? Who's involved? There is a process involved for producing the update. This is our crown jewel, if you will, of the content that we produce. The first step in the process here involves collecting articles. Articles are sent in from many of you, normally to Mr. Link or Mr. David Harris, and these are curated. If you think about I want you to grasp who is involved here in as we go step by step. There are people who contribute the articles. These are people who are reading news that they see online, thinking to themselves about how it applies to biblical prophecy, and sharing that with the curator. And then once a volume of articles is collected, and that includes the editorial, that includes the Q&A every week, that includes the forum, all of that is kind of rolled up into a big, huge email. And that email goes out to an editorial team. And several of you are on the editorial team. So we've gone from those who provide the articles to those who curate the articles to those who review them to provide feedback, solicit feedback for how the update should be produced and what kind of commentary we might be able to make. So that is sent out. Normally, that's sent out Sunday, Monday. And once feedback has been provided, a draft update is assembled. So this is kind of a rough draft, if you will. All the content is copied and pasted out of that big email by Mrs. Rank, and she will put that together into an editor and send it back out to the editorial team so we can see what the update will look like in its rough final form. Again, it goes through a round of editorial review. People provide feedback, look for spelling errors and such. The draft is finalized. This happens Thursday evening. And then finally, Thursday night, this is sent out to a mailing list. There's a lot of people, a lot of time, a lot of thought involved here. That's how it works. We do weekly services, too. This is another very vital, important part of what we do. This is what it looks like for for those who have had the privilege to try and figure out what wire goes into what hole. There's a lot involved here, and many of you have been involved with that process as well. You have to set up the audio gear. You see us moving around microphones and blowing up speakers and things like that. Or at least that's my job. We select and prepare music, right? The person leading the music has to make a selection of appropriate music, try and make it fit, and communicate with the individuals who are running the computer systems. Once we have that, we have to connect to a streaming audio server. And many of you have had this opportunity. You know what that there's a technical process involved here. All of this has had to be coordinated, too. None of this just materializes. It's not like running a single program on your computer. It's very complex. There's a lot of wires and pieces that need to be connected just right. When you see or experience hiccups within the audio broadcast, and that happens, don't be shocked. It's really a lot to get in place. But once it goes, we'll save that broadcast. We save the audio file. This is an MP3. That MP3 has to be edited. We chop out pieces at the beginning and the end. And once we have that final MP3, we have to upload it to our web server so you can then download it. And then we publish that in our database so that you can search for it and find it and download it. A lot of people, a lot of steps involved here, a lot of real concrete work. This is how we are preaching the gospel and fulfilling the mission with the technology that we have today. I also wanted to show you, since this is one of the more complex pieces, I wanted to show you what it looks like when all the pieces are wired together doing a video broadcast. We've just begun doing this. One of the reasons that we have not published the link to the video broadcast has to do with the fact that we're still figuring out a lot of things. Do you know why? That's why. It's really complicated. We have the ability, looking at the left, to connect a computer, a phone, you know, various other types of devices through the internet that always looks like a cloud. And there's a lot of servers involved. Each one of these servers here takes some level of administration to make sure that we have an account set up, to make sure that it's managed right, to make sure that everybody's got the right passwords, so that we can get data into that server and delivered to you, or delivered to the world. That is one of the greatest things about the technology that we have in this day. All right. We know that the gospel must be preached to the world, and then the end will come. A device that is in Africa, that fits on a cell phone, they will have the ability to listen to our services. Any place there's a means of connecting to the internet, you can download and listen to and tune in to our services. So we have a web server that contains all of the content for our website. We have an audio broadcasting server. That's a separate computer, a separate system. And now we have a video server. All of those need to be connected to with a specific computer. At this point, I believe in California, we have three different computers set up to do all of the necessary funneling of sound and video to the right places here. We've got a computer that works to organize the music that we play. That connects to an audio mixer, which then connects to the audio broadcast computer, to the video camera, to the video broadcast computer, and so on. It is complex. It's no wonder why we have Kalen Mitchell running around like a chicken with his head cut off at certain times. But we are getting these things figured out. We're committed to doing this because it's possible, and it does a better job of communicating the Word of God and doing His work. There's a lot of people involved, brethren. We've got a ministerial team that works on producing the content, making sure that we're all on the same page with doctrines. We have volunteers who send out the media. We have requests for booklets, audio material. I don't think we've had too many requests for video material yet because it is most easily downloaded from YouTube and other outlets like that. We have volunteers, many of you sitting in the audience. Oops. We have an editorial team, people who look at the content to make sure that it answers the right questions and presents the gospel in the right way. We have designers. There's a lot of work that goes into design. We have a technical team who works to make sure all of the wires are put in the right places. We have audiovisual volunteers, too. And we have you. If I didn't mention you in one of the above bullets there, you are a member. You are a contributor to the work of God by being here, by praying for one another, by praying for the work, by encouraging one another. This is the work of God, by standing up for the truth and not giving in, and doing what we can within our power to broadcast it to the world. So what's next? That's what we're doing today. And my whole intention of going over that was to help you feel the size and the magnitude of what we're doing with the people that we have. And the resources that we have. All of this, by the way, is done with a shoestring budget. That's probably one of the most difficult things, is trying to find services that are either free or very affordable. And we've done a very, very, very good job doing that. And we continue to do so. And we're finding new and innovative ways, and technology makes a lot of things available to us. We're doing a lot with what we have at our hands. But there's more. As we heard from Mr. Joe Burke several days ago, we have fallow ground that we can break up. There's an opportunity in your life, in my life, to do more with what we have. That is up to us to be creative, but we do have a few concrete things that we are doing right now, plans that are in action. Reading from Luke 10, verses 1 through 2. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." There's more work to do. There's more people out there waiting to receive the word. There's no doubt about that. And Jesus Christ knew that too. He had to get more people involved who were willing to go city to city, place to place, and do something. Get the word out. But what's next for us? One of the biggest things that we're trying to do We have plans that are in action to improve the experience of receiving the truth. For you, for people who we have not contacted yet, we have live video church services. This is something that is in motion. Some of you have seen it already. We've had some successful tests. And once we have good systems established, we will be replicating that according to whatever's possible. We're also working on updating our church site design. Since we've been in existence, we have grown from a single-page website to a website in multiple countries, first in the English-speaking countries for our affiliated church organizations, then to Germany for the Postin stand, then with the Standing Watch. Believe it or not, we have French content that's available as well. We've grown in this organic kind of way, and in doing so, things have gotten a little bit inconsistent, and it's time to put a plan in action to bring it together, and we're doing that. I'll show you a little bit about that in a moment, a little bit more about that. Part of that will include updating the software that we're using to host funnel all the content in for our website. We'll be taking advantage of some third-party code. You may or may not know that I did a lot of the code writing, and it just needs to be better. We've got better tools that are at our disposal now that we can use and we want to use, and we're already beginning to do. We want to involve more people. This is one of the reasons that we are making the technical decisions that we are. We want to make it easier to contribute, easier for more people to publish articles, those who have editorial privileges. We want to make it easier to modify our designs. Design doesn't sit still. And we want more foreign language support. So we've got solutions in place that will make that possible, and we're already starting to do that. All of that will help to preach the gospel in a way that is accessible and effective. So we do have some church sites. We're working on updating them. This design was from about 10 years ago. It's time to get them updated. We have sites that are affiliated but don't look like they belong together. That is when I talked about making things more consistent. This is these are some of the things that we want to be more consistent. We have public-facing websites right now, such as Auf Posten Stand, which is kind of serving this dual purpose of a Standing Watch clone, but it's also a church portal site for our German brethren. And our Standing Watch site is our public venue for presenting content that is not necessarily directly related to our church Q&As and things like that. This is very much current events-based. So we want to bring that together so that we can not only make our message more unified, but become more efficient, too, with the way that we work. We are very sensitive to how people's time is being used. We want to make sure that it is easy and efficient for people to participate so we can do more. So it's time for an update. Oops, and that's... This is a work in progress here. This is a redesigned church website in its current state at the moment. We're working on updating the church logo. We're working on presenting more dynamic content on the homepage, bringing menus to a place where we can use them more easily, and presenting content in places that make more sense. We have a big blank space here, but we will be using sidebars and the important content areas so that it is so that we're putting the right content in the right places. We're very excited about where this is going, and I hope you are too. This is the first step. Now, I do have a few disclaimers here. First of all, it's a work in progress. It's one thing to see what I just showed you, but it's also important to know that it's not done yet. The designs are not yet even approved, but we have a team. And I'll mention that in a moment. We have several challenges that are yet to be overcome, problems that we've need to figure out a technical approach for. But we are planning for a release of our church sites in the springtime at some point. Now, that's just what we're doing, right? It's one thing to publish content, right? We can put articles out there all day long. We can post sermons and videos, but all that is one direction, right? It is the church going to some recipient, some consumer. But there is more that's necessary. We need some personal contact. So we want to bring in social media as a start. Social media is a way of putting a personal touch to what we are producing. This turns the content from being presented by an organization, this monolith that you're unsure of, to presenting that content from a person who has something to say. I don't know about you, but I am pretty sure that each one of you needed some personal contact to complete your conversion. That's a vital component here and an important part of our strategy. And it's not only part of our strategy. I mean, that sounds very businessy, but what we are trying to do is facilitate the conversion and the broadcast of the gospel. We want to help real people. This is not just trying to get more membership. That's not what it's about. This is about helping real people. So it does take a personal touch. It involves individuals. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. That is you. That is me. That is us doing what we do, as Mr. Harris mentioned earlier today, doing the work of God, standing up for it so that others may see our example. You contribute to the work of God just by sharing your way of life with others. The truth. Your work is not in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. We are doing the work. It starts within us in our conversion. It goes from there by being a light to the world around us. And it goes from there to contributing to the work of the church by praying, by being in, offering encouraging words, by seeking an opportunity, and finding a way to use your ability, your time, to help out and ask. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus, which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. We have a goal. We have a job to do. We have a calling to fulfill. We are the first fruits. We have the understanding that the world craves right now. This is the work of God, and you and I are part of it.